You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In Parshas Mishkan, we talk about Shabbos, right? Parshas Mishkan is introduced by the Mishkan, by Shabbos. So, Toitzoyes Chaim, who is Reb Nachum Zemba, says the following. So he says, let's think about it, he says. Hine behod the Omar b'Shabbos. What the Gemara says, Shigas melochas imosa kama melochas be'alamecha dechayva kol melocha melocha. We know the melocha Shabbos are unique in the aspect that if you do different melochas, you bring a korban, a unique separate korban for each melocha. Ro'isel erash zal b'Shabbos, ha'de Omar b'Shas, ilema de'ovit k'tzira u'tchina. So the Gemara says, what's the case? So it appears to me that you did k'tzira, that you harvested and you grind. So you do two melochas. So the Gemara says, one second. Why tchina? What's unique about Shabbos? L'choira, the same thing applies that if you eat chelev and you eat dam, you are chayev too. So if you do tchina, if you grind, and if you do harvest, also they are different. So Rashi says, chelev and dam dumi de tchina k'tzira. The two isurim of chelev and dam are very comparable to tchina k'tzira, shehem shnei gufin, because they are two separate actions. The actions are different. And therefore, you should be chayv a korban to every action that you do. So it appears to me that the reason why you are chayev on Shabbos, by doing each melocha individually, even though it's the same isur, but they're done in four different ways. It's like a person that has relations with different women. You're chayiv on each relationship, because even though the isur is the same, but the action is different. So that's not smasha from Rashi. Ube'emes the tzorechiyun. So the at the end of the paragraph says that's tzorechiyun. The lefis vosim loch is inam shemus mechulokim rakakol isur Shabbos chiluka lechato is bez gufim mechulokim. According to Rashi, that what defines the separate melochas is not that the separate isur, it's the same isur, but the same isur done differently. The same way a person has incestuous relations with different women, you are chayv on each woman individually because they're different actions, even though the isur is the same. Appears to me that Shabbos is the same. The isur is lo isase melocha, only if you do different of his melochas, happens to be that you're doing different actions. So you should not need a hasra in every melocha. When a person goes ahead and is warned, the warning has to be the isur. You're doing a melocha. You don't have to specify what melocha, because the isur is the same. Just the action is different. The same way, if a person sees that somebody is being mezane with different women, and the Easter is the same, you don't have to repeat the Easter. The Easter is the same. Happens to be the Yischayev in each one because of a different action. Here should be the same. So here the same way, melocha should be the same melocha done in different forms. It says Chaim, this is exactly the opposite of what Rashi says. Because Rashi says, when a person is master, you give a straw on Shabbos, you don't give a straw on Loisas Melocha. That's not right. Rashi says, you have to actually specify the melocha. You did. That's why the Gemara has a shaila, merakid, when you sift, what's the melocha? Because you have to give a hasra, a very specific hasra on the name of the melocha. Right? And that's what it is. Now, we all know this, the Tosfos argues in Baba Kama Daf Beis, but that's Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is you need a separate isur melocha. This is a well-known machlokes harishonim. So the kasha is on Rashi. If according to Rashi, the isur is a general isur, and what's the general isur? The general isur is loisas melocha. Why do you specify every melocha? According to some rishonim, is if you say the wrong melocha, it's a problem. But Rashi says no. Rashi says the isur has to be on the specific melocha. You're doing boiler, you're doing, and the question is why. If the isur is the same, is leisase melocha, why do you need the specificity of melocha? Question number one. Question number two is the Minchas Chinuch. The Rambam Sham Kosov. The Rambam writes, we know from the Pasuk in our Parsha, Lo yisevaru esh b'chol moshrei seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. You should not burn a fire. The Rambam writes, Ein onshim b'Shabbos. That here is an Isur that you cannot punish on Shabbos. Harishit ischai b'mezdin malkus o'misa. Let's say somebody did an Avera, that he has to get malkus o'misa. Ein malki moisa ve'im misi moisa. You do not give malchus and you do not kill somebody. You do not apply misas bezdin. Shenemar lo sevaru esh bechol moshvei sechem. Our parsha lo sevaru esh bechol moshvei sechem. Mevor de gam malchus bechol zeh. Says Minchas Chinuch, here you see that even malchus we are not allowed to give. Ubimagen Avrom simon shlamit pesa mikot gimel omat al zeh Rambam. The right, the Magen Avrom asks on the Rambam, the Shemaz kal kuvam vud alev sanhedrin, mashma dafka misa shesh bechilu Shabbos. Is mashma that the Isur is, if there is a chilu Shabbos in the misa, I would have thought the misa's bezdin is doiche Shabbos, ko mashma lab, it's not doiche. But the Isur is the Isur melocha, there's no specific new Isur code punishing. If you go ahead and you're going to punish somebody with something that there's no Chilul Shabbos, Malkus, you're giving the guy lashes, and technically there's no Chilul Shabbos. Why should be Osur? It's very much that you are not transgressing the law. So that's what I get from Skasha. Why is the Rambam saying that there is a Yisur to give Malkus on Shabbos? Malkus, there's no Yisur Shabbos. The Poshup Shati is that you cannot give a punishment on Shabbos. It's telling you that even though there's a mitzvah to punish a Rosha, but on Shabbos you don't do it. You do not transgress Shabbos. But if the punishment itself, there's no Isur, why should be also to give the punishment? The chos of the Efshar, the Rambam, my Rebbe Malkush Oisim Machabush and Makem Kiruchavish. So it says maybe the Rambam is only talking. The only time it's Osur to give malchus is a malchus that really causes bleeding. So it's also without the bleeding. Therefore, the Chaskun says, if a person goes ahead and applies Mrs. Bezdin, and he does kill Shabbos through the Mrs. Bezdin, it's Chayv Misa. So the Shittas of Minchas Chinuch is very simple. The Isur, there's no Isur of punishing on Shabbos. The only chidush haTorah is that punishing, even though it's a mitzvah seseh, on Shabbos you're not allowed to do it. But what's the isur? The isur is the melocha that's being caused through the punishing. That is the Minchas Chinuch. The Avnei Nezer, the famous Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer writes the following. The Socha Shover writes, V'ine Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, he goes and he quotes the Sefer HaMitzvahs. B'mitzvahs also goes, B'mitzvah Shinchov Beis, Izer Me'oine Shagdori Malachoit Olavir Adin Malim B'Mon Shabbos. The Rambam writes a separate mitzvah not to punish Rishoyim on Shabbos. V'u Omru Lo Sevaru Esh Bagmor D'Bnei Marova B'chol Moshvazeichem. If the Pasuk stresses, you're not allowed to burn fire in any of your residences, wherever you live. Rabbi Loib Shabbin Yomi called about the Edim Shredonim Shabbos. It's a chiyu Yisur on the Bezdin to apply a punishment on Shabbos. V'inu Medivar Rama Elu Vashu Yisur Bifnei Asmo Ha'oinish B'Shabbos Milvad HaMalocha. So says the Avnei Nezer, you see there is a Yisur of punishing. There's no Isur melocha. Even if technically not doing any melocha, there is an Isur to punish on Shabbos. So this idea of Sefer HaMitzvahs is repeated in the Rambam that we saw in the Alocha. You don't punish on Shabbos. Afal pishoinish mitzvah sese, even though there's a mitzvah sese to punish Rishoyim, eino doiche Shabbos. Keitzat, harish nischai bebezdin malkus misa. If a bez, somebody ischai misa or Shabbos, Ein malki moisu ve minisi moisu be Shabbos. You're not allowed to push a Shabbos. Shenemar lo yisevaru esh. Azor al bezim shlo yisrefu vu adin lisharon shem. Any punishment. Hare af sha malkus bechal sotera af she ein bamlocha. He says that in Ezer clearly, even if there is no Isur, still there is Isur in punishment. And you could see here, it goes into explaining it, but he says clearly this is the idea. The idea is that any punishment is also. And says, look at, not only you're not allowed to punish, you're not even allowed to put someone to excommunicate somebody. There is an oinish of excommunication, it is a punishment which is not a physical punishment. Even if you do excommunication, acherem on Shabbos is also, because ain manish b'Shabbos. And the question is why there is no, there is an isur. The Rambam counts this as a specific isur. You're not allowed to punish on Shabbos. So why is punishment precluded on Shabbos? That's question number two. So the first question was, why every melocha has to be specified, even though the isur is oisach sechom melocha? Question number one. Question number two, why punishing on Shabbos is a isur? Is a isur Torah? Is a mitzvah says a shin chobeis? Loisaseh, you're not allowed to punish. Question number two. And then the question number three is the Meshech Chochma in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Beis. Hine Pashas Kisisa Nemar Shabbos Achar Melechas HaMishkan. The Rambam, the Meshech Chochma here asks the obvious question that in Pashas Kisisa, which is the parsha that we read last week, Nemar Shabbos Achas Melechas HaMishkan. If you pay attention, it says Melechas HaMishkan, Nini Korasi B'Shem B'Tzal B'Nuri B'Nuchul Mate Yuda. It talks about Melechas HaMishkan, and afterwards it says Shabbos. Ube parsha zu in parshas Vayakel is the opposite. Nemalipuch mlechas hamishkan achar Shabbos. Here Shabbos comes before mlechas hamishkan. So in parshas Kisisa there is the tzivui hamishkan followed by Shabbos. In our parsha is Shabbos followed by mlechas hamishkan. Ukvar omad azeh b'sefer Chassidim siman tav kuf ches. Sefer Chassidim siman tav kuf samet ches asks that. Says the Meshech Chochma an amazing idea. V'itochen im lechas ha-mishkan inu du m'makshir yavu idu lodach ha-shabbis v'ashim m'emshal ha-sois v'er Shabbos. We know that er Shabbos, that m'makshir yavu idu, any part of Chil Shabbos, which is not related actually to the Korban, is only preparations for the Korban, is not doich ha-shabbis, because you could have done beforehand. You don't have to do it on Shabbos. V'ashim k'ar mishkan yesh l'isiu v'lo Shabbos. The mishkan, you cannot build the Mishkan in 6 days. The Mishkan needs Shabbos. That's why there was an idea that being in HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan should be doich HaShabbos. V'tochen, the be'avoyda utra Shabbos, b'shem Mishkan halo shoy rakov v'ashchirem etzu yasham. Says the Meshech Chochma, you know why avoyda is doich HaShabbos? Avoyda is doich HaShabbos because in the Mishkan there is the divine presence, there is the Shechina. V'ashabbos idus le'boyel v'shashim v'olach tzoyel v'chit shom efes amuchel v'avoyda v'oyer ha'shkoch ha'shimot b'frot yiz v'koyim v'cholez v'rega v'shoy zvorach. The Bria Shabbos is our witnessing that Hashem created the world. Avoida is not only that Hashem created the world, is the day-to-day things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only created the world, but He is involved on a daily basis. Shabbos is the edus that Hashem created the world, and which means it's our acknowledgement that Hashem created the world. Bezamikdash is the experience of Hashem creating the world. That's how we live Hashem. We actually experience that. That's what he says. Lachen af machshirim kmo kli esoimer v'afias alechem doich Shabbos. That's why it's doich Shabbos, because there is the concept of Shabbos, which is Hashem created the world, Hashgocha, and there is the experiencing of it. Therefore, the experience is greater, and therefore it's Doich HaShabbos. Aval Binyan HaMishkan, but look what he says, lo Doich HaShabbos, but the Binyan HaMishkan is not Doich HaShabbos. Why not? Because that's only when you can experience. If you have an experience, then it's Doich HaShabbos. But if there is being an Amishkan, there's no experience, because there's no Ashros Ashkin until afterwards. It's the chicken and egg. So in other words, by Avoida, there is Ashros Ashkin. There is experience. Experience trumps knowledge. But building the Mishkan, there's no Ashros Ashkin, so there's no experience. And therefore, it's not Doich HaShabbos. Mishkan Ashkin, so only after the Mishkan is built, there is experience. The kol zeshin ashchina shaloi nirit Shabbos, and therefore, whatever the shchina is not shoyre, unless there is experience, is not doich Shabbos. Aval koidim shosu b'dei Yisrael egel, but before the egel, haloyat nai bechol mokom asher askir shmi shavu lichu berachticha. There was a shchina everywhere. In other words, before the Egel, the experience was on a daily experience. You did not need the Mishkan for the experience. There was a Shos HaShchina even without the Mishkan. The Mishkan was only a unique place that you did avoid with a Shos HaShchina. But there was a Shos HaShchina everywhere, right? ועשו לי מקדש ושכנתי בסויכם בסוך כל אחד ואחד. אבל באופן שעל יעוד איסקו לראות בכבוד השם יסבור, בסויכם בעצם היו לימוד לשם יסבור, והחלש שם המה. When you did not need the Mishkan for the experience. You had experience on a daily basis. אז היה בעניין המשכן, אחד פלוטי צורך עבודה. So then building the Mishkan was like Shabbos, because the experience already there. So building the Mishkan was only to be able to do the avoida. So the same way avoida is like Shabbos, the Mishkan is Eich HaShabbos. So says the Meshech Chochma, an amazing idea, that the reason why Shabbos comes after Melochas HaMishkan in Parshas Kisisa and in Parshas Vayachel, it precedes. Because Rashi already says the reason why Shabbos in our Parsha precedes Melochas HaMishkan is to tell you that Shabbos is greater and Melochas HaMishkan is not Eich HaShabbos. But says he, that's only because by the time that we are in our parsha, it's after the Egel. After the Egel, there's no Shos HaShchina. You need the Mishkan for Shos HaShchina. And since you need the Mishkan for Shos HaShchina, Shabbos is more important because there is nothing to trump. Masha'enken, if it's before the Egel, there was Shos HaShchina everywhere. So there was experience of Shabbos everywhere. So therefore, the Mishkan was only allowing that experience to take place. So therefore it's Lech HaShabbos. So comes out according to the Meshech Chochma something fascinating, that what we saw last week about the concept of the Egel is the Mishkan's function. The Mishkan's function today is to bring us a Shros HaShchina, and therefore it does the same as Shabbos, but because you can't experience while you're building it, it's not Lech HaShabbos. Masha'enken, before, you did not need the Mishkan to experience Shabbos. The experience was already there. And therefore, the Mishkan was already in an experience of Shabbos, and therefore it was Doich Shabbos. Avoida is Doich Shabbos because Avoida is allowing you to experience which is greater than knowledge. Our building of the Mishkan is not experience, because the Mishkan needs to be here for us to have a Shros HaShchina. And the question is why? So comes out something amazing according to the Meshech Chochma, right? Shros HaShchina was only before the Egel. After the Egel, you need to build the Mishkan and you need Shabbos. And the question is why? In the Kher, the Egel we saw before, the idea that we saw last week of connecting Yosef HaRayuchzin, Hashros HaShchina is now changing between before the Egel and after the Egel. Why? So those are the three questions. Why you have to give every melocha? You have to be specific on every melocha, even though the isur is loisasek on melocha. The second thing, there is an isur to punish on Shabbos, irrespective if you do any melocha on the punishment. Even if you curse somebody, you give somebody excommunication, it's also on Shabbos, bishashir chabez. Question is why? And there is the idea that Mishkan is doiche Shabbos before the Egel, because it was an experience of a Shros HaShchina already before. After the Egel, you need Shabbos and you need the Mishkan. You don't have that Shros HaShchina beforehand. And the question is, why not? To answer all of this, like always, we'll now focus on the Groh. So the Groh says in Aderes Elio, Perek Beis Posuk Tes, Vayatzmach Hashem Rikim Min Adom HaKol Eitz Nechmad Lemarev Etov Lemaichal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the, this is in Bereishis, Ha'evdel b'milas toiv le'nechmad. There is toiv and le'maichel and nechmad le'mare. What's the difference between chemda, between nechmad and toiv? Ki toiv nema b'askoma tanu gufni. Toiv is something which is physically pleasurable. V'chemda nema al oinig haruchni. And chemda is oinig ruchni. So chemda is something metaphysical. Is a metaphysical pleasure. Toiv, it's a physical pleasure. וכן בקניון המדום is להשיג אושר וחוב ועיקר. בעצם חמדה is buying something metaphysical, like when you buy power, you buy money, right? I always thought there's a difference between physical money and metaphysical money. Physical money is what you can spend and can enjoy. That's the nefesh. There is the metaphysical money. People who have like this workaholics, the billionaires, right? There are 50,000 of these billionaires in the world. The billions, you can't experience physically, right? It's all a metaphysical, it's a power. That's called chemda. That's why moment is called chemda sa moment. COVID is chemda sa COVID. Vechemda is shisha yoda zitovu chalekecho. It says the gross something like this. The ratio between chemda and toiv is 6-1. This is the fourth. Chemda is 6 times more than toiv. כמו שיש עשי המאי זה רואי דף אחר קניון מדום מן הוי ויקר למצוא. Because look at it. The 6 days of the week a person looks for power and for money. And Shabbos, יוי באורי בחיל שאין, Shabbos is the day of toiv. Shabbos is the day that person enjoys the physical. So it's so funny. So in other words, the spiritual pleasure of power is 6 days, and one day is Shabbos, is the physical. That's why you have to go ahead and have oynig in achil or shtia. If you koydish kmo shechil as a korbon, nechmad oyla bimispa shisha peyam toif. If you look at the word nechmad, nechmad is toif times 6. What does that mean? So it comes out nechmad is 6-1. Keneget chemda is the 6 days of the week, and toiv is the Shabbos. That's what defines Shabbos. The Shabbos is physical, and every day is metaphysical. Doesn't make sense. What is the pshat on this? That's a Deres Elio. Deres Elio in Dvorim, Perek Yudzayin, says something else. Shloisha Brisoisen. We spoke so many times. The gross shita is that there are three forms of connection of bris. Torah, which is bris haloshen. Bris Hamila, which is the Bris Hamor, and then there is Bris Avodah Zarah, which is the being of the person. Realize that, right? There are three Brisos: the Bris of the Loshon, the Bris of the Mouth, Torah, the Bris of the Bris Mila, right? The Bris Mila is the Bris Hamor, and then there is the Bris of the Guf, which is Avodah Zarah. The Shabbos Keneged Kulam, and Shabbos is Keneged Kulam. That's why Shenema Shloisha Piyomim Bris Im Ois BeParshas Kisisa Zel Shabbos. BeParshas Kisisa. That famous Shabbos, Ibashas Kisisa, it says three times bris with the word ois, which represents the three brisos. And the question is, what's the pshat in the bris of Shabbos? Lachen onash chamur oynes Yisrael chamur me'akum. That's why Yisrael is chamur me'akum. Yisrael levid avodah zarah v'skila, mishum Yisrael kos mizah avodah zarah. We have a bris on avodah zarah. That's why we have a oynes mor chamur. The goyim don't have. And the question is, what's Shabbos bris? And why Shabbos toiv versus the week being nechmat? And then I want to share from one of the Talmidei HaGro, the Piyasa Shulchan, right? So the Piyasa Shulchan, in his Aktom, quotes the Gro. And that's a fascinating Gro. The Gro says like this, Shamati b'zeh apiyo de Pashas Kolim azarayita v'safarta v'echanta. In the period of Pashas Kolim, there is, we're going to see a repetition of a word. We're going to soon see which one it is. And it repeats, v'asita v'safarta v'echanta v'shaulu marnagoyen. Ma'u kol kach tivot, meaning why do you repeat again and again? V'heishiv shem lamet test tivot. It says the reason why, because there are 39 words, u'bayem irumazim lamet test man locha shemazim reishis. Can I get the lamet test those are the 39 melochas that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. So not only Shabbos has 39 melochas, the world was created with 39 melochas. Shabbos, Shabbat mikulam b'yom Shabbos. And Shabbos Kodesh Baruch Hu rested for the 39. By the way, Michael is very right. It's called Chemdas Hayomim Shabbos. If Shabbos is Toiv, not Chemda, it's called Chemdas Hayomim. We're going to see in a second. That's why there are 39 melochas on Shabbos. Keneged the 39 melochas that God used to create the world. That's the famous Tal, the Dew, which is Megimatra 39, those are the 39 melochos of Bria Soilom, Sheshamayim Noisen Mainzer Bechol Yom Tal. Shamayim is Megimatra 390, Tal is 39, is the Mainzer of Shamayim that comes every day. That's Keneged, the 39 melochos that God created in the world, which are Shoivis on Shabbos. Tal now is the Gima, is the Meiser of Shamayim. What does that mean? That Du is a Tal, the what you call the Meiser of Shamayim. Now this Gro is brought in the Chumash Agro, even with more explanations. Eile Isa Magmora Dvorim Hadvorim Eile Hadvorim. The Gemara is learned from Dvorim Hadvorim Neil Hadvorim Il Shluish V'Tishah Meloch Shemur Meshvesina. Those are the third nine Melochas. Says the Gro. V'Shamati B'Zeh Piyud De Pashas Kolim. He quotes the Peat Hashulchan in the Akdoma from Besomish Klov. Az Raita V'Safarta V'Chanta V'Chakarta U'Marata V'Chalita V'Shakalta V'Amarta V'Tzavarta Pakarata Papa V'Amarta. 39 words. V'Shalum Maragro Chos V'Shso Deat Mau Kol Kach Tivot V'Shir Shem Lame Testevez V'Rmozim Lame Test Meloch Shemai Sebrei Shemai Limor Elom Shabbos V'Kolim V'Shabbos. So there were 39 Melochas in the Bria. Right? V'chavisa v'horesa. And keneged those 39 melochas, that's why we rest for 39 melochas on Shabbos. V'zeu hatal, this is tal, shebris prusa shenobois, that do is keneged this 39, sheshomayim, which is 390, nointe meinser b'chol yom, tal, which is tal. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with tal, and tal is the meinser of shamayim? What does that mean? What's the kesher? You're right. It's a very nice thing. The Shamayim is 39, the Tal is 39, it's Meiser. But what does that mean? So the gross issues that we have is, number one, Chemda is the days of the week, and Shabbos is called Toiv. But the problem is, Michael Bris is asking very right. On second, Shabbos is called Chemda Sayomim. And what does it mean? Chemda is metaphysical, and Shabbos is physical. So the metaphysical is the days of the week. What does that mean? And the second thing is, the 39 melochas is connected to the 39 melochas that God used to create the world. Why Dafka 39? Says the Gro is connected to the Tal, which is mindset of Shamayim, Posmentos. So I think it's so important to understand what the 39 melochas are. And we'll see in a second something, Givaldik Admeoid. And by the way, in the Arabim Historium, I go into something very similar, not the Gro, right? Because the Arabic story is not the Gro, but it's the same idea. Look at what the Shlo says, and this is our introduction, Mitzvah Shem, to the 39 Melochas. Ve'ine noyde kishishem v'sinechtu b'shishach v'isom v'shem yu. We know the Shem Shomayim, which is the Hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is keneged Yud, Hey, and the Vov. The Yud, Hey, and the Vov are the Hashpo. And we'll see, if you remember, the Yud, Hei, and the Vav Shem Shomayim, look at the Maimar HaChokhma. Maimar HaChokhma is the Ramchal's Pirush on the Machzor. Also, Sheteda, Sheeser Spheres, Nirmozi, B'Shem Yud, Kivav, Kiboruchu, the Yud Spheres, the Yud, 10 emanations that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, are Nizvaz Yishem Shomayim. Kutzo Shel Yud is the Keter, right? Gufa Yud, the Yud, we always spoke, is the Chochmah. He is Bina, and Vav, Shes Spheres. And six spheres, which is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Nesachot, Yesoid, the Vav, Ktsovis, is Keneged, the Vav.
You are listening, says, to Ben's Torah.
The Shlo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Hashpo of Yud, Hey, and Vav. Kenizbal Lemar Sechskulim, Ve'elo Isiyos Bemiluan. If you spell the Milui Aleph, which we spoke to with the Shema, Yud Vov Dalet, Hey, which is Hey Aleph, and Vov, which is Vov Aleph Vov, Begimatria 39. So the 39 Melochas that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the physical is the Gilui Shem Shomayim of Yud, Hey, and Vov. And the last Hey is the Mekablim, we know is Malchus. But the Hashpova Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Yud, Hey, and Vov, which is Keneged the Lamites. Now look at the Shlo. V'anocha shepoga babriya b'mayin separations v'chota v'echti oda v'chava gov shklu b'lamet tes klolis. The world was niskalel. The Bria was 39, which is Yud, Hey, and Vav. And the world was cursed with 39 klolis. Kim vur barukanti ubatzioini v'lush dukanti obra b'yisim za b'perek v'lezer agodol ki lamet tes b'klolo odom v'chava v'nocha shvadoma. There were 39 klolis, which is Odom 10, Chava 10, Nochash 10, and the Adoma 9. 39. Those are the 39 klolos. V'neged ze, and keneged the shem yud heivov, which is the ashpo of 39, it's keneged the klolos hanochash, is the lamed tes melochas. The lamed tes melochas came to be mesaken the 39 melochas. Right? And what are the 39 melochas? The melochas of Shabbos. Yud Aleph melochas the pas, Yud Gimel melochas the beged. Meaning those melochas is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the physical sense. And by the way, in that piyut that we saw on Pasha Shkoli v'chakarta v'azanta, the Piyasa Shulchan in his Akdom, and you have, explains how they relate to the spheres. The first one is v'hazanta v'chakarta. Those are hashpos of Kodesh Baruch Hu. They became physical in the 39 melochas. Take a look what he says. V'apoigim boim nichnas v'lamites klolis. And therefore, the lamites klolis and the lamites melochas come to be mitzak in the lamites klolis. We're going to see, what does the klol, what are the 39 klolis? What are the 39 klolis? Meaning, we know that there is the klolis of, there's 49 and 98. Where's 39 klolis? What's that meant? And he says, look at this, he says, Vel pia remes miduk da tish da tan, dit nam per klar godol, always melochas chaser achas, because lema avos melochas shlush v'teisha. Why does it say 40 minus 1? Da tan, lishon ikron, ok, da kos be malkis. Because he's telling you that this is coming to mesaken the malkis of the world. And the malkis of the world is the lamites klolis of the nochosh. Al ken ok, da tan, lishon dam, the host of the Kalovin, by Vorach Hashem Hashem, the Brocha Veloli Klola. Interestingly enough, that in Aramaic, Klola is called Layet, is also Lat. Miloshon Lamites is Klola. So now it's something very funny. What are the 39 Klolas? Why Shabbos Atikun? Why Akudosh Bochus Ashpo is 39? And this has to do with Tal? But let's continue even more. This thing gets even more strange. Mina Gakrichois, meaning when you tie the tzitzis. Kosava beis yoshev shirog likruch be'avir shon zayin tes yudalef in gimel. He saw the minag that you have nine krichois. You go around seven times and you're not 9, 11, and 13. Shoilim kol krichois mem. It's mem keneged havaye echod. Yud ke vof ke echod is begimatra 39. Shoilamitesim Hashem oil arboim. So they did 30, 40 because it's Hashem echod is 39. Putting it all together, the klolis, which is the one that brings it all together, is keneged 1 makes it 40. Om the mishmik va mucha mizedayin va mrishon zayin ches yudal finimel. That's our minag we do, right? 7, 8, 11, and 13. Then Islamites kiminyan avay echod. So now something else. Not only Yud Hey Vav is begimatria Islamites, but something else. Avay echod is begimatria Islamites also. what's the kesher to here? Umal lo isif echad neged Hashem, vegam Hashem bimilui oletal keitzad. Now he says beferush Hashem shomayim. Is also 39. Ketzad, oisiyotem el ha-sholosh, because there are only three letters of Shem Shemayim, Yud, Hei, and Vav. Ve'el ha-sholosh, we look at the Yud, Hei, and Vav, Lamites. Now he says something else. That's what we saw. One more 39. Gam tmuras Hashem kuzu. We know that if you look at the back of the mezuzah, you write the posterior letters, the letters after Yud, Hei, Vav, Kei. Yud, followed by Chof. The Hei, by a Vav. The Vav, by a Zayin. That's Shem kuzu. That's a name. And Kuzu is Begimatria Echod. Havaye Echod is 39. Kuzu is Begimatria 39 also. Marshal dosa siman ze tal orot talecha. So the 39 has so many meanings. 39 is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the melochas of the creation of the world. It's the Shem Yud Kevav. It's Keneged Hashem Echod and Tzitzis. It's Keneged Kuzu. Now, what's the pshat? But let's see, there is even more. Says the Megala Mukas. Well, now we're going to get some more 39s. The Maise HaMishkan, he says, and by the way, clearly, Tchias HaMeisim comes with Tal. Tal Shel Tchia. What does he have to do with anything? Now continues the Megalamu, because I'm telling you, show you something givaldic. Ve'mishkan kachosh v'pashas v'yake lamed tes tavorim sh'nivrim v'asham mishkan. There were 39 melochas in the Mishkan. Ki ha'mishkan nivr besod achoraim shu shem kuzu. Because the Mishkan says the Megalamukas, which is keneged kuzu, the Shem, which is called the achoraim, the back of Shem Shomayim, which is gimatra tal. V'lachen oman mitchila eile hadvorim v'lo mevchazal. We saw that me'ele hadvorim lametes melochas. Those are the lametes melochas. Okay, and that's what he said. The kachosh kach kemishkan v'esol v'goymer lametes dvorim shekol masha habimishkan emor b'shabbos kmo shiva shem daik shachar shem moshe. Now, continues the Megalamukis. Hatoiv hazeh, hahar hatoiv hazeh, the word hatov hazeh, also is a big magic 39. Shem lamites oises av vasag ma ben. If you take Shem Shomayim and you spell out the Shem Ein Beis, which is milu yud, Hey, hey, yud, vov, yud, vov, hey, yud. Or the Shem Samech Gimel, which is not vov, yud, vov, but vov, ale, vov. Or the name Mem, hey, and Mem, ben. If you take all the letters of Shem Shomayim, the four Shem Shomayim, 39 letters. Like, you see, some is all the 39 Sirin. V'zeh sod tal shatodil akudosh v'chulachius. That's exactly tal shotchia. Shalav moishu tizal katalim rosi. That's roishi nim latal. Nim latal shimilui Hawaii, because the milui shem Hawaii, the shem is tal oisis. That's the idea. The question, what does it mean? And what does it have to do with tal? But Rabbi say, I think it's very, very clear. What is tal? Tal is dew, is the humidity and the water that comes from heaven, but you don't see it coming down. It's just, it's there. The hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called hashpo satal. That's why the man comes with tal. The hashpo is the water. Water coming from heaven, it's always represented. Water is potential. Water is chesed. That represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpo to this world. In the world pre-Nochash, which is also the world before the Egel, which is keneged the world, the hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was clear. The world we saw that was made and was being given and was being brought to existence by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Lamed Tes Melochas relates to the actual building, doing, acting. But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that makes it happen. It's there. We just bring it out. But the potential is always there. But the Tal is the potential of the world that comes from heaven that you can't see it coming. It's there. The difference between Geshem, you see Geshem coming down from heaven. The Du, the Tal, is just there. That is the concept of Tal, which is Gilui Shem Shomayim in the potential of the Bria. If you realize the concept that we're going to see, it's there is the 13, and Mike already brought 13 is Ichud. There are 13. We spoke always about that there is the world is safer in Sipur. The ultimate Ichud between the three is 39. 39 is the Hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. That's why it's Keneged Yud, Hey, and Vov, which is the Shemus Hashpo. The Shemus Hashpo is that which is the Du, which is the Tal. Kebiyochol, that is the mindset of Shem Shomayim, because the whole Bria is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there is a part of the Bria that we have to make it happen. We have to be mesaken the bread, the wheat, to make it into bread. Yudalef melochas the pas. You have to take the physical world to manufacture and to turn something that we can use. Those are the Yud Gimel melochas the beged. And then there is expression, which is ksiva, which means a lamed tes melochas in the world. It's the human, the world is missing manufacturing, is missing production. It's not there yet. The potential is there, but the world was created with an unfinished potential. That's the do. And that is something that we don't see that. Before chetad etzadas. The world we saw came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we saw that the world was spirituality and we were here to finalize the world. But we realized that the potential was already there. But that became Tal, became Du, that the potential is there, but we don't see who's giving us. We know that the 39 Melochas is the unfinished product of the world to bring into manufacturing, into existence, but we see that we do it, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Goyim says the 39 Melochas on Shabbos assume that we are Nechmad, that we are powerful, we are doing it. I just saw today, Biden just gave a great speech. But he spoke about the vaccines, right? Just 2 seconds before the shiur. And he says, you look at human creativity, human innovation, science, the ability, look at how science and how humans are so adaptive, creative, entrepreneurial to create. So it appears to me that we are creating. But the essence is that the potential is already there. We are revealing the potential which is there. It's like dew. The water is there. So the melachos that we do during the week make us nechmad. It's not just physical. We think that this is metaphysical. It's our power, our creativity, our innovation. When in essence we have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh betuv v'bechol yom tov et ma'asav reishis. Hashem Echod, the Ichud Hashem, is when we acknowledge the 39 melochos, which is the melochos of perfection, of human innovation and creativity, they belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Tal. It's taking the Tal and making it happen. But it's already there. The Tal is surrounding everything, which is the water and the potential. We don't see it coming, but it's there. That is the concept of Tal. Tal is the hashgacha and the belief that all the Bria belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are doing Toiv. Toiv, we know, is always concluding. That's the physical. We bring it to the physical, but the metaphysical is already there. We're just making it happen, making it appear. So the difference between the Shabbos is Chemda Sayomim, is the Tikkun of the Chemda of the Yomim. So today Shabbos is the Tikkun of the Chemda Sayomim, is the Hakora, that the Chemda is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We only bring the Toiv. Toiv is always the Gmar, is Rotza Bikiyumoy. We bring the physical manifestation of something which is already there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives us the Koach, is the one who gives us the wisdom, is the one who gives us the innovation, the creativity, the human interaction. He was the one who gives us. That is the Hakora. So therefore, the Shem Tal represents the Hashpo. All the Hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tal. We have to be Makir Tal. The Tikkun Tal is Shabbos, which is the Tal Shel Tchiyah, because you realize what is dead. What Nisa to the world is brought. Right? If you look at it, what's Nisa? Nisa to the world is that the Tal is not recognized. When you recognize Tal, there's no Nisa. This is the idea. Exactly, Tchias Amesi is not that. Tchias is the bone, is the loose. It's there. We just have to make it about. So the Tikkun HaTal is the Tal Shel Tchia. That's why all the void is the Tikkun HaTal. So therefore, Tal makes a heck of a lot of sense. That's why Tal is Keneged Hashem Echad, is Keneged the Tzitzis. We spoke about the Tzitzis. The Tzitzis is the unfinished Beged. The Chutim are dead. We're just finishing something which is there. That's why Tzitzis is Keneged Hashem Echad, the unfinished part of the Beged, connecting, realizing that we are just completing something which is there. That's Tzitzis Keneged Hashem Echad, the Gematria Tal. Yud Kei Vov Kei, the Hashpo, to be Makil, the Hashpo, is the concept of Tal. The Man is Tal. Tal is called the Achorayim of Shem Shomayim. Tal is that we don't see it coming, but we see there. So that's why the Yud Kei Vov Kei, we don't see it coming, but we see it being there. That's why it's called, also, that's why it's called the Tal, it's called the Achorayim, the Shem Kuzu, which means we see from behind. We know that the Hashpo is there, even though we are not coming. This is why the Egel, before the Egel, the world of Tal was obvious, was Shabbos, was the Hakorah. So therefore, says the Meshech Chochma, in the world of the Mishkan, before, which is the world before the Egel, you didn't need Shabbos. The Tal was there. We saw it. It was obvious that he came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shem Kuzu was there in an obvious way. Therefore, Shabbos, you didn't need Shabbos. Melechus HaMishkan was doing Shabbos. But for us today to be able to experience that connection of the world, that the Tal is there, we need the Mishkan. And therefore, we need the Shabbos. I'm sorry. That's why Shabbos, in this case, is not, Mishkan is not the Shabbos, because you need the Shabbos to be able to experience. That experience of Tal, it's only on Shabbos, that we are makir. That's why Shabbos, Rosa de Shabbos, E Shabbos, the word Echod is repeated 13 times, is the concept of the Ichud. That's the Tchias HaMeisim, and that's why Tchias HaMeisim, Kodesh Bohu completes it. We don't do it. And this is, by the way, so that's the word that we spoke about why there's no onshim on Shabbos. Oinish, it's only when Tal is not recognized. Once there is Yichud Hashem, you're in the world of the Yichud, that everything is a Kodesh Bohu. We're not here doing anything. We're just completing something that is there already. In this world, there's no Midas Adin. Midas Adin is the world of Chemda, that we believe that we do it and we have complete freedom of action. But once we realize that all belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're just completing something that's there, that's the world of Ichud, there's no Onshim. That's why in the world of Shabbos, this precluded, right? This Shabbos, which is the preparation for the Mishkan, this Shabbos, it tells you the Lamed Tes Melochus, and says that Eile Hadvorim, this is what Shabbos is all about, is the Lamed Tes Melochus. And therefore, here it says, Lo Sevaru Esh Bechor Moshoi Sechem, in this day, there's no Onshim. If you experience Shabbos as it's supposed to be, is Mocholoi. You know, the Gemara says, if you experience the Ichud of Tal on Shabbos, you don't have anything. You don't have any onshim. And therefore, Shabbos, you have to specify the Lamed Tes Melochus. Because even though the Isur lo isase melocha, but the lo isase melocha is the Lamed Tes Melochus. Rabbi said, that's why it's called the Meiser of Shamayim. Shamayim, the Melochus is the Meiser of Shamayim. The Meiser of Shamayim means that is what comes down to us as the Hakorah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, the Tikkun of the Lamed Tes Melochus is giving Meiser. Because then you recognize it all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Tal is the Miktsas, is the Meiser of Shamayim. If you want to bring the world to Shamayim, is the Hakorah of the Miktsas Sheboi, and that's why Tal is actually the Meiser of Shamayim. The Meiser of Shamayim comes out that all of Shabbos is the recognition that there is no Chemda in the world. It's Chemdas Hayomim. This is Mesakin the Chemda. We are here only of Toiv. Says the Groh, Shabbos is Toiv, is not Chemda. And that's the Shlemus of the world. Says the Groh, look at the Groh in Tikkuni Zohar. The Groh in Tikkuni Zohar says, V'omei Yiriv Atzadi, V'omei Yisholem, Ki Yaduah Shenikra Sholem. We know that there is a concept called Sholem. V'omru Le'motza Kudosh Bohu, Kli Machzik Broch El Sholem. There is a completion, something that Sholem, Shuklal Kol HaBroches, She call us spheres, she recorded in both, we will love, less let me garb a clue, Vedikar Oni. That's the Nidus Amalchus. Aval Madrigosu Sholem Brishloi Visholem Ube Asmo in Dover Mamoshe. Sholem is not something that you have, it's only the ability to connect. Ela Bimnucha Vesheval Taisa. If you go to Menucha and you have Hakora, you realize that the world is Shlemus. The world is Shlemus means the world is connected, is Sholem. Ela shein shum atona boiru zikei b'lchom emash b'sakol. Lachen ha-Shabbos koil l'kol. That's why Shabbos is koil l'kol. Because Shabbos is the core of Shabbos. That's why you say Shabbat Shalom. Why Shabbat Shalom? What does it have to be Shabbos? Or shift to B'Sholom, the Gemara says always. Why shift to B'Sholom? Because when you're Shavis, if you're not doing anything, you realize that the world is Sholom. It's already all there. We're just bringing about something which is already there. There's a pre-plan. There is the potential. We're just bringing about a plan which is already there. That Hakorah is the core of Sholom. Sholom is realize that we're not adding anything. That's why it's called Menucha. Less lamigar maklum. Veichal boishovas mayolam choser Menucha bo Shabbos bal Menucha. Now look at how the Gemara expresses that. The Gemara says the Tal minalan delo miyatzar. Tal is something that's always there, never stops. The Gemara says in Tainis, right? Because Tal, it's that's the world. The world is Tal. Look at Eliyahu. Eliyahu is the Hakora that HaKadosh Baruch Hu less sarpanu min. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. And he tells Achav. Achav is the one who was Lemaise, the one who is the ultimate Chemda. He's the one who developed Israel to the most, right? We know that he built Krach Godol Bisrol. I mean, he was the powerful king, his father and his family, they built actually a very powerful kingdom, the kingdom of Israel. So Eliyahu tells him, Chai Hashem Elohik Yisrael Shemad Telefonim Yashon Meila Talu Motor Kim Lefit Vor. He says, you see that you have no rain and no dew unless I tell you. Uksiv Lecheru Elachav Et Noor Pnei Adom. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Eliyahu, now go to Achav and says, rain will come back. V'ilu Tal Lo Yikomer. But doesn't say that I'll give back the Tal. Why? My Tam Mishud Lo Mitzah. Because Tal never stops. Tal do is always there. So as the Gemara, v'chimiacha delo miyatzar ishtabu ilam alei. Meaning, so if you are going to go ahead and tell me the Tal never stops, so why is Eliyahu telling Achav originally that I'm going to stop the Tal? You can't stop Tal. So yuachi kom alei afilu Tal de brocha nami lo asi. You're right. Tal will be, but the Tal of brocha won't be. So the Gemara says, if there's no Tal of Brocha, will he have the Tal of Brocha? Why doesn't Eliyahu say, okay, now I'm going to return the Tal of Brocha? Says the Gemara, Shadulamin Kamilsa, because you can't see. Tal de Brocha and Tal of Na Brocha, you can't see, you can't discern. And therefore, you can't tell Achav, I'm going to bring Tal de Brocha, because you won't have Tal Brocha, you won't be able to see it. What is the Pshat? The Pshat is the Tal, is the Ashpoch Makudosh Baruch Hu in this world, is in such a way that is there, and it never stops, because the world could not exist without Tal. Achav is the one who is the Chemda. He's the one who built. He's the one who is the ultimate human creativity. He's the most powerful kingdom. Right? He built, we know that if you compare Israel to Yehuda, Israel is a much more powerful kingdom than Yehuda. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you'll see that the Tal, but we know Brocha. It will be a Tal that you won't recognize that there is Tal there. You think that you're doing it yourself, and there is no Tal. Tal de Brocha, when you don't have Tal de Brocha, instead of being Tal, is Lat. That's the Kila Sanochosh, that you don't perceive the Tal. You don't realize that the humidity is coming from Hashem, that it's all surrounded by the Chesed of Hashem. You don't recognize that. And the Gemara says, one second, why don't you tell now Achav, if you destroy every desire, you get the Tal de Brocha? He says, because it's Loi Minkra. The Brocha of the Tal, you can't see it. You can't perceive it. The idea of Tal is the Hakora that the world is Chasdo Yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hakora, that connection, is what Shabbos brings about. Before the Egel, this was obvious. You saw the world. The world was translucent, the spiritual power. You realize that what we did was Toiv Meoid. We just completed something which was there. It's a mission, it's the power, it's the conditions. Today, that's not seeing that. Tal is lo miyatzar, but Tal de Brocha is miyatzar. The Brocha of Tal, the recognition of Tal, is missing from the world. The world that's Yud Kevav, that's the Ashpova Kudosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem Mechod, that we are finishing a baguette which is already done, the threads are there, that recognition doesn't exist. The three times Echod, we don't feel. Echod, as we spoke about it, is the world of Shamayim, the world of Oretz, and the connection. Tal is the mindset of Shamayim. Mindset of Shamayim is that's the Bria that comes, the Esser spheres that come from the Shamayim. That is the Tal. Therefore, we have to recognize it all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all there. That's why we give Mindset as a recognition of Tal. The day that recognizes Tal are the 39 Melochas of Shabbos. That's Keneged Hashem Echod. That's the Yichud. And the Yichud is the Yichud HaSholem. To realize that the whole world is this Shlemus. Shiv to B'Sholem. To realize that we are passive actors in a world that it's all there. This human innovation, human creativity, it's us finishing something that has already started is our perception of the tal, the water, the potential, the chesed that's already there. That is Gilu Shem Shamayim, and that is Shabbos. That's why Shabbos has Lametes Melochas, and there is a Yinyan specific Lametes Melochas. Once you see the Yichud, punishment doesn't exist. The clawless of the Nochash was exactly making us not perceive the tal, the bracha, transforming tal into lat. And that is our avoida in Shabbos, to be makir that Hashem Echad. And says the Meshech Chochma, that's why when the Mishkan, before the eagle, the tal was recognized. That's Ashros Hashchina. Realize the whole world is Ashros Hashchina. We just did avoida. We didn't need Shabbos for the Mishkan. The Mishkan was the Shabbos. But today, we can't experience the Mishkan unless you have Shabbos. Shabbos is that what's necessary. By the way, that's why Chazal, the better say, that Shabbos is what is required for Bris Milah. For that connection of Bris Milah, you need the experience of Shabbos. The experience of Shabbos is that it's already there. By the way, that's why Shabbos is Mine Mizborchem Kol Yom. And the Zohar says that Shabbos is the source of Brocha for the week. Why is the Shabbos the source of Brocha? Because the Shabbos is the recognition that the Tal Shel Brocha is already there. The opportunities are there. You realize that in life, if we believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the world of Tal is surrounding us, we realize that the world is full of opportunities. The world is full of serendipities. It's all there for us to pick and choose, and to pick and do, because we are not doing nechmat, we are not doing metaphysical things, we are bringing to the world of physical something that's metaphysically already there. That connection is the connection of Tal, because we don't have to see it coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to realize that everything belongs to Him. The chorus of Tal, the tefillas of Tal, is the ultimate and the highest tefillah. And therefore, tefillas Tal starts from Taf. If you lose Tila's Tal, starts from Tal 10 and goes to Aleph. Because it's our Hakora from here going up to Him. We see something here and we connect Him. We don't have to see Him coming from there like rain. We know that He's here, but everything that's here is already His. That is Sholim, that is Ichud, that's the experience of Shabbos, of Tal Melochas, and that on that day, there is no punishment. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to experience Shabbos as it's supposed to be, as a Hachona. And I think that Parshas HaChodesh, falling to the Chodesh, is Chidush, right? That we are Mechadesh, we do creativity, innovation, and we are so intuitive. Humans are so creative, right? Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh is built on Parshas HaMishkan to realize, yes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who anrisein lecha koyach lasois chayel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives us the potential, gives us the brains, gives us the conditions to achieve that. We are the ones who take not nechmad, but we take toiv and toiv ala toira.
Rosh Medabrim, I don't necessarily want to be Rosh Medabrim, I'll just make one point about Shabbos, Ari, is that right. You see Shabbos itself, Leishman de Pollock, the Torah is given on Shabbos, and in the original form is Pascha Zuhumasan. And just like we see that Ari Miklat was a refuge from death, and on the Mizbeach is a refuge from death. So if you're connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no need for punishment. You're connected. I'm just saying there are other riots to what you're saying, right. This notion.
Absolutely. By the way, by the Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them Tal Shulchia, Tal Oyeres Talecha. That's it. Yep. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. There's Nitzchias. It's Chaim Machzikim Bo. It's life itself. There's no death when you're with Torah.
Yes. It's exactly right. That's not Tal Shulchia. Exactly. And that's why the man also starts right Lechem Nashamayim.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.